Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. 'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life, the breath of God itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. In the life-giving, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Bring attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the heart does. Without it, we could not exist. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional for the next 10 minutes or so. We have consciously come into communion with God, the source of all that is, the ground of our being. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 82 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. O compassionate teacher, you are our merciful counselor. In the silence you make yourself known to all who take time to listen. Would that those in power would heed your voice. How long will you misuse power that oppresses the poor? When will you learn that to act justly and with integrity will bring mutual blessing to all? Do you not know that to give succor to the poor and to free people to succeed will bring you more joy than all your bank accounts? Arise, awaken to the new dawn. Come into the light. Shed darkness like skin on the snake, for the foundations of the cosmos are shaking with injustice. I say, within you dwells the beloved, the breath of your breath. Open your heart in the silence and know the one and the many. Arise, join in the new creation. Let harmony reign among all the nations. O beloved, as we enter into the silence, consciously communing with you, the one in the many, the ground of being, the unknowable, the mystery. As we come into the silence to rest, in the everlasting arms that are always uplifting, enfolding, surrounding us. as we come into the silence, aligning ourselves with our true nature, our God nature. We ask anything that separates us from our true connection with you, beloved Mother, Father, God, to dissolve into its nothingness, so that we can remember who we are and whose we are. It is all too easy for us to be caught up in whatever is going on in our lives. That whilst in the midst of the drama of it all, we forget to remember our oneness, our connection to you, all that is. The omnipotent, the omnipresent, the omniscient, the unchanging and unchangeable source that knows what to do and how to do it in every situation, for every condition, for every and any experience we may have. So this morning in the silence, as we commune with you, the ground of our being, we affirm that anything and everything that is not of you dissolves and dissipates into its nothingness. That our hearts, our minds, our eyes are turned towards you. The psalmist said, I will raise my eyes unto the heavens from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from God. We'll take our focus, our energy, our attention away for anything and everything that is vying for it, that is not constructive, that is not positive, that is not energizing, that is not uplifting, and place it on our remembrance of who we are and whose we are as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Mother, Father, God, you know every situation, every condition, those of us who are on the phone, those listening later, and for all your people here on earth. There are many struggles that they are experiencing, many trials and tribulations, many ups, many downs, many highs, many lows. But no matter what it is, let us come into this circle of prayer this morning, surrendering everything and everyone to your care. For our teacher and wayshower said that we were to cast our burdens upon you, for you knew what to do and how to do it. So, Mother, Father, God, for every need, for every situation, for every condition, we bring it before your throne of grace now, knowing that you said before we call, you have already answered. While we yet speak, you have heard. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God. I am
the light of
within and
without. Without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God. Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting
exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God
within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Jupiter, and
unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again once more for Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.